I want you to close your eyes and imagine getting into a brand new truck or an SUV for just $20.
Well, it could happen to you with the Kids Kids Car Contest, thanks to the Ancira Auto Group.
There are five great vehicles to pick from. Last year, Stacy drove away in a brand new Buick Enclave.
And the best part is that our charity, Kids Kids, is going to be a big winner too, because every dollar goes to help us send children facing life-threatening or life-altering conditions on an unforgettable five-day adventure to Disney World.
Visit carcontest2024.com to find out more and how to get an entry without purchase.
Once again, get your entries now at carcontest2024.com. And thank you so much for supporting Kids Kids.
This is America with Rich Valdez, powered by PolitiWeek.com.
And Rich Valdez is with us, former Christie administration official.
You work for Chris Christie, you've been in politics, done a lot of public service stuff.
Rich Valdez, columnist now with the Washington Times.
This is America.
Richie V, you're on the air with the nation.
The nation.
This is America with your host, Rich Valdez.
What's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, your liberty-loving Latino amigo, right here, 17 blocks away from Madison Square Garden, New York City. And you heard yesterday, Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels, he was hit by a car on Friday. So Saturday, I'm bringing you the one-on-one. I got a Skype call with Curtis Sliwa coming up. We're going to get the scoop on everything. But first, I want to talk about this article that I saw, because we talk a lot about Curtis Sliwa. We know him, but we don't know so much about Eric Adams. And there's this piece in the dailybeast.com that says a whole lot of stuff about Eric Adams. Here's the headline. It says, Eric Adams wears a gun, brandishes dead rats, and maybe lives in Jersey. Could he be New York's next mayor? And this is a piece by Harry Siegel, Daily Beast. All right, so check it out. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but a couple of lines I want to read here. It says, if the polls are right and former cop, former Republican and Louis Farrakhan admirer, as well as current vegan Eric Adams wins on Tuesday, that'll almost surely decide that New York's next mayor is going to be a character. Now, I don't care, just as an aside, that Eric Adams was a vegan. I think it's good to take care of your health. It's important. He used to be really fat and lost a lot of weight. And I only say this because I also was pretty fat, 269 pounds. And I lost 50 of those pounds doing keto diet. And I'm trying to keep them off with this new app, because learning how to manage daily stress and anxious thoughts is something we all want. But many of us don't know where to even start with doing something like that. Noom Mood is what I use. It's here. It's a guide for mental wellness. It helps you stay on track with your weight, to give you the tools that you need to tackle stress so you don't do the stress eating. And you'll feel empowered to take back whatever life throws at you. I'm a huge believer in Noom Weight, so I'm really excited to try this Noom Mood app. With Noom Mood, you'll take back your journey, your mental wellness, one step at a time. Plus, they have this guided approach that teaches you how to shift your mindset with just a few minutes a day. They've got a team of dedicated coaches. You'll have a support system helping you straight across your journey. And listen, this stuff is backed by science and psychological principles that teach you how to manage your relationship with stress and anxiety. It literally holds your hand. So listen, you're stronger than your stress. It doesn't get to control you. Equip yourself with the knowledge and the skills that you need to steer yourself to happiness and healthiness. One size doesn't fit all. That's why you can navigate the program at your own pace, and you'll have the support of a coach the whole time. Noom's helped millions of people through their weight loss program, so you know they can help you tackle stress and anxiety the same way. All you need is 10 minutes a day, and it's an app, so it's there for you anytime, anywhere. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/thisisamerica. That's Noom.com/thisisamerica. Check it out. Noom.com/thisisamerica. Now, I lost some weight. Eric Adams lost some weight. But that doesn't mean that he's the best candidate, right? Let's get back into this. Adams' often recited political origin story involves getting beaten up by the police as a teenager, along with his older brother Conrad, after they broke into the apartment of a prostitute that he says owed them money for running errands, and then deciding to become a cop himself to reform the NYPD from within. In a long career, he served as a quote-unquote escort to Mike Tyson when heavyweight champ finished his rape sentence. Despite the prohibition on cops associating with felons, he also fought from inside the NYPD to end stop and frisk, which is what kept the city so safe and kept guns off the street. while moving up to the rank of captain. And I believe that was part of a deal. He was like a lieutenant, and they said, we got to get rid of this guy, make him a captain so he could retire at a captain's pay, and we don't have to deal with him. And that's been confirmed to me by some other captains who knew the guy, but don't know how reliable that is. I'm just putting it out there as chisme, bochinche. Anyway, Eric Adams, who frequently refers to himself as, quote-unquote, Eric Adams, has a habit that he says he developed over the course of years of journaling entries and blah, blah, blah. All right, so let's go on to the rats and guns. So the author here says, let's start with the rats, the scourge of the city. Adams, the Brooklyn Borough president, launched a war against rats in 2019, which culminated in his demonstration to reporters of a supposedly better mousetrap. This was supposed to eliminate the rat problem, and it was $400 a trap, but that wasn't the only thing. He goes on. He says, for what seemed like a very long time, we gazed upon dozens of bloated rat corpses blobbing around in this thick cocktail of death. Their clumps of fur were tinged green with alcohol solution because they'd been lured subsequently down and into this trap and then drowned. This is how it was described. And when Adams came on a podcast back in 2020, he was asked to explain how all of this worked. And this is how he sold it to the city. He brought out a bucket filled of dead rats to try and sell this new rat trap. Now, again, maybe props and visual aids are good for some people. I'm not criticizing him. This author is. I think that it actually is a great publicity stunt. But he's making the case that the rats, not so good for the guy who's going to be the next mayor. I don't know. Let's see. I think, I'm not a fan of Eric Adams, but even less of a fan of the rats. Let's continue. Now, he was also asked on this podcast about his comments on Martin Luther King Day, remarking on how gentrifying newcomers and hijacking their apartments to displace their living arrangements. How is that supposed to be? And then he says, go back to Iowa, go back to Ohio. Basically telling people coming to New York, don't come here, don't use an Airbnb here. Let's take care of the people here. Again, to me, sounds like platitudes to the base. Don't know. Again, I think this guy is just a hater. I say, let's look at Eric Adams and say, hey, you know what? You're not going to support the police. You're a cop, but you want to dismantle the police. You want to disarm the police. And I don't mean physically in many ways, because he carries a gun and he gets after him for that. But he's also hitting him on the fact that he's not being welcoming to new people. And that if you're not welcoming people to the city, it's going to impact the city's economic development. Now, there's also questions about where is it that Eric Adams lives? Because I've heard that he lives in Fort Lee, New Jersey, not New York. Not in Brooklyn, where he's borough president. So it says here, Adams has suggested that questions about where he lives and his real estate holdings are insidious and compared them to the racist birther conspiracy theory. Adams, who also owns a condo in Fort Lee, along with his current girlfriend in the same building where the ex that he shares or shared the apartment with in Brooklyn also lives. That sounds spicy. Responded by holding a news conference at a Bed-Stuy house where reporters actually visited and found mail piling up. Well, listen, I got mail piling up too, and I really do live in my apartment. Anyway, along with his adult son, Jordan Coleman, saying that the two of them shared the basement unit. Adams, who once gave parents advice on how to search their children's room, gave reporters a tour of his apartment, which had never before been seen by the public, and continues to use his ex-girlfriend's apartment for all of his political paperwork. So it's clear that he has Brooklyn roots, moved to Jersey, like everybody else that leaves New York, because you know what? Even he doesn't want to be in New York. So we're going to take the guy that left New York, supposedly, right? Allegedly left New York because he can't handle the heat. He left the kitchen, and this is the guy they want to put in as mayor. Now, then the guy goes on to beat him up for packing heat, blah, 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 blah. I think that's silly. What's important to note here is that Eric Adams is very questionable. Now, people are looking and saying, well, listen, Rich, your buddy Curtis Sliwa, he's also questionable. He reenacted these publicity stunts, finding wallets with cash, this, that, and the other thing. All I can tell you is this. On a scale, when you weigh things, one versus the other, to me, Curtis Sliwa wins in a landslide here. And I don't mean the election. I mean the battle for character, the battle for doing what's right for the city. Curtis Sliwa wasn't jet-setting in Monaco during the pandemic, during the George Floyd riots, during any of the big events in the city, he was right there in the thick of it. If there were cameras, you bet he was putting his face out there. If there weren't cameras, you bet he was in the thick of it anyway, because that's who he is. He calls himself lens lice, which I think is funny and true, but it doesn't negate how much good he's done for the city with the Guardian Angels and fundraising and just being a voice of reason on these airways for so long. So straight ahead, don't move a muscle. Curtis Sliwa with me one-on-one. I'm Rich Valdez. This is America.
This is America.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is America.
All right, America, welcome back. Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. And I was looking to do an interview about this election that's coming up. There's a bunch of elections, but in particular, the one in New York City. That's right, New York City mayoral election. And I was like, man, can I get somebody that's got a sling on their arm, somebody that just got hit by a cab, somebody that's used to getting taken out by cabs, but they never succeed? That's right, my man, Curtis Sliwa, is with us right now. Curtis, what's going on?
Speaking of hits, Rich Valdez, I'm on my way to campaign outside the New Park Pizzeria in Howard Beach, which is the exact location that John Gotti Jr. Planned for my demise. He was going to whack me, and they laid out the plans as they were having their pizza, that they would end up shooting me in a yellow cab that they had stolen. Now, notice the comparison. I get shot five times in the back of a stolen yellow cab on June 19th of 1992 and barely survive. And then with just days to go to the election, a yellow cab unaffiliated with organized crime clips me in the street, almost kills me, breaks my elbow. I have a mild concussion. You think maybe I should just stay away from yellow cabs, Rich?
Well, you know, Curtis Lee, what I find interesting is it was you that stood on stage shoulder to shoulder with elite Eric Adams, and you told him straight to his face, hey, aren't you buddy-buddy with Michael Cohen and the Medallion Cabs? And all of a sudden, the hit goes out, and they take you down.
Oh, yeah. And remember, there are a lot of hardworking men and women who own these medallions that have put them in perilous conditions because the value went from about $1 million to you could pretty much give them away. And the oligarchs, like Michael Cohen and Russian and Ukrainians who owned dozens of these medallions, would not permit the yellow cab industry to pick up people during the rush hours, a.m. and p.m. That's when the riders needed it the most because they wanted to squeeze more money out of more drivers and do the shift change, crazy as it sounds, during rush hours. As a result, Lyft and Uber and other app services filled the gap, provided the service when the customers needed it. It destroyed the yellow cab industry and unfortunately put a lot of men and women who had invested their life savings on the shelf. So as mayor, no to the oligarchs, no to the Michael Cohens of the world, but to each individual medallion owner, many of them from Pakistan, from Southeast Asia. We need to sit down with them and figure out if anything can be done on an individual basis. That's what I would do. That's fair. And that's a good compromise in terms of trying to keep them alive financially.
So, you know, I'm going for my cafecito this morning. It's like a little bit of a cafe bustelo. I went to my little spot, the Cuban spot here, and I'm looking at the newspaper, the New York Times, and they're maligning you. It looks like they're saying, oh, this guy's in it for a headline. And I'm thinking, look, full disclosure, last Saturday I was with you on a float in Washington Heights in the Bronx. We were all over the place, right? And you've been really grinding a lot of shoe leather, working really hard, pressing the flesh on this campaign. So I believe your intentions are sincere because I've known you for as long as I've known you and you've always put the city first. But what do you say to the New York Times that's saying that Kurt is just looking for another headline?
Well, look, when it comes to being lens-lice, as you know, Rich Valdez, I am guilty. But in that same jail cell, you would have to put Chuck Schumer, Al Sharpton, former President Donald Trump. There are a lot of people who've been lens-lice. In fact, notice I mentioned only New Yorkers.
That's right.
Sharpton, Trump, Schumer, and Curtis Sliwa all came to prominence at the same time. We all took different routes, but boy, we were not shy about having a media presence in good times and most importantly in bad times when it put us in a poor light. You can't just be there for the good times. You got to put your mug out. Look, Chuck Schumer almost got indicted, should have been indicted as a state assemblyman. Donald Trump had his highs and lows in business. As you know, he almost went bankrupt when he had a divorce situation. That was with what? Ivana at first? He was put on a weekly budget. Now, his pales in comparison to my many marriages where I was almost bankrupted. And then, of course, you have Al Slim Shady Sharpton with the Tawana Brawley fiasco.
Oh, boy.
Everybody knows that he's a fake, phony, fraudulent Fugazi, but he survived that against all odds. So if I'm guilty of being a lens lice, a media maven, well, you're going to have a real big jail cell, maybe a barge. For all the people in America who likewise have catered to the media, but not just in good times, in bad times too.
Now, Curtis Sliwa, one thing that I find interesting here is that we don't hear a lot of talk about the anti-Semite, the racist in many ways, Louis Farrakhan and his association or the fandom that elite Eric Adams has for Minister Farrakhan. Talk to us a little bit about that.
You call him Minister Farrakhan. I call him Screwy Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. This guy is a screwball. He hates whites, Jews, gays, lesbians, transgenders. The question is, who does he not hate? And in the early 1990s, Eric Adams, who was a transit police officer, but also simultaneously head of the Guardians Association representing Black transit police officers, was not just marveling at the Nation of Islam street patrols. This is how he justifies it. He says, you know, I like what they were doing in the streets to bring law and order. Yeah, I'm sure the brown shirts, you know, of Adolf Hitler brought law and order too by just taking out everyone that they hated. But more importantly, he claims that was the only reason. What he fails to acknowledge and what the media has not brought up, the Boston Globe did an expose on this. Louis Farrakhan publicly endorsed Eric Adams, transit police officer and head of the Guardians Association, in a Democratic congressional primary race against African-American Major Owens, who was the sitting congressman. Endorsed him publicly. Now, Eric Adams could have easily said, I renounce that. I don't want Screwy Louis Farrakhan's endorsement. He accepted it. And Farrakhan ordered the members of his local mosque in New York City to go and get the required signatures to qualify Eric Adams as a Democratic Party candidate to seek the nomination. Nation of Islam members out there, as they were selling the Final Call newspaper for...
Final call, y'all. Final call.
They had also the petitions that they were getting signatures for. You know, they're nattily dressed. They have bow ties. Never trust anybody wearing bow ties, no matter who they
except
are.
Except John Batchelor.
Or Screwy Louis Farrakhan or Pee Wee Herman. But the point is, they were taking in signatures. He didn't say no to that. He encouraged that. So he embraced Screwy Louis Farrakhan. And then the other distinction is, he was a big supporter of David Dinkins, the mayor. He says that if he's elected mayor, he wants to be just like David Dinkins, who, when he left office, beaten by Rudy Giuliani, we were averaging 2,000 murders a year, 5,000 shootings, most of them unresolved. But he wanted David Dinkins, the mayor, then to renounce Louis Farrakhan, who was coming to the Jacob Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan to give a speech. David Dinkins, to his credit, denounced Louis Farrakhan. And Eric Adams said publicly, because you did that, I am considering backing Rudy Giuliani against you. Meantime, Giuliani gave it both barrels and said, not only was my opponent David Dinkins right, But I double denounce Louis Farrakhan, and I certainly don't want the support of this fake, phony, fraudulent Fugazi Eric Adams. That's a story he's never wanted to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the media didn't tell it? And all you had to do, Rich, is Google it. You know, there's Facebook jail, there's Twitter jail, there's Instagram jail. There's no jail on Google. We didn't have to do a deep dive. It comes up Boston Globe. Now, come on. That's like the New York Times. But reporters never asked him. Community leaders never asked him. The big Jewish leaders never asked him because they knew that that would not insulate Eric Adams, who has gone through a coronation. Most people in New York City think he's already the mayor, and he's just waiting notification from Pope Francis for beatification so he can be a saint. Didn't we make the same mistake with Barack Obama, candidate Barack mm-hmm. Obama, when he was given the Nobel Peace Prize without ever bringing any peace? In fact, soon after, he started bombing Gaddafi, a man of peace. And look at Libya now. It's in chaos and anarchy. So we're making the same mistake. We've put Eric Adams on a platform, on a pedestal. It's a form of idolatry, and we will regret it. And just the other day, Rich Valdez, after our second debate at Channel 7 Eyewitness News, in which I knocked him out,
ding, ding.
He went to a benefit of the Fortune Society, which is a great group. It helps get men and women who have been incarcerated jobs and get back on track. The main philanthropist at that event was billionaire Michael Bloomberg. You want to know what Eric Adams said on the microphone about Michael Bloomberg, his number one Medici and supporter now? He said, Michael Bloomberg is like Jesus Christ who settled the waters in the Sea of Galilee. Oh, my God. He has been bought and he is boss. He has been wine, dined, and pocket lined. What's the difference in reality of him who has a chance to be mayor, then basically creating this idea that Michael Bloomberg is a deity, the man who imposed more stop, question, and frisk than any other mayor, had a quota for that. This is the thing that Eric Adams was opposed to, and rightfully. But then when the moolah shmoolah and the ducats were offered, yes, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. He's bought and bossed by Michael Bloomberg and millionaires and billionaires. And he hangs out at the Club Zero Bond with all the trendoids, freakazoids, jet setters. It's a private club. He's with the TikTok girls trying to live up to the Kardashians every night. What kind of mayor would he be? He says, I enjoy the nightlife. I like to sample the nightlife. We know what goes on in clubs after 12, and it ain't nothing good. You end up drinking, drugging, and chasing skirts. Ain't nothing good that comes from that.
So now we're on with Curtis Sliwa, candidate for mayor, days before the election, and just a day after he comes out of the hospital with a broken arm after getting hit by a cab to go do a live broadcast. Now, Curtis, we had a conversation the other night, and I was telling you that with the mass retirements from the New York City Police Department, with the vaccine mandate that's forcing a lot of guys to lose their jobs, they're going to be replaced by Antifa and BLM, and Lord knows what's going to happen to the city.
You're right. Antifa will come out with their batons, their metal batons and shields and helmets, and replace the NYPD, who will lose 10,000 men and women. They will be fired as of Monday. We're already down at 34,500 because de Blasio and the city council defunded the police by $1 billion. AOC, all out crazy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, it was the great Rich Valdez who gave her that nickname because of the acronym AOC. I applaud you for that, Rich Valdez.
Thank you.
She wanted $3 billion removed from a $6 billion NYPD budget. The police unions have said they will lose 10,000 men and women as of Monday. That will put our numbers down to 24,500. Plus, you have an election on Tuesday in which you have to have two police officers assigned to every polling location in all five boroughs. If you're a looter, if you're a shooter, if you're a gangbanger, if you're an enemy or a menace to society, you can break wild. And remember, the friends of Eric Adams are led by what he called on the Breakfast Club the other day, gang leaders with bodies, which means gang leaders who have shot and killed people. He wants them part of his overall public safety program if he gets elected mayor. Now, he's met with gang killers, but he hasn't met with police or any of the police unions. You can figure out what kind of city you'd have if you elect Eric Adams. It'll be four more years of Bill de Blasio.
So 1 minute to you, Curtis Sliwa. Make the appeal. Let everybody know why, A, they should donate to you at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com, and B, why everybody in New York City needs to go and pull the lever for you this Tuesday.
Because I'm in the streets and not in the suites. I'm a man of the people. We're talking about being on the subways in the public housing project. We're talking about being the first Republican who can go into neighborhoods where the only Republican they've ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill and BBC because I got the street cred with Bloomberg's billions of dollars. He could never buy street cred. And not only am I a Republican, but I also got on the Independence Party line by getting the required signatures. No. I am an unorthodox politician, and I have a chance, especially with the growing number of Latinos and Latinas out there who Eric Adams won't even consider even to interview to become a possible police commissioner in his administration. Here you have the majority minority in the police department, 30%, soon to be the majority, both in the police department and in the city of New York. And they don't even get considered for appointment by Eric Adams. He's basically said, I'll only consider women and they have to be African-American. Whoa. So it's not best person for the job that will benefit the city of New York. He's got a quota imposed, and not even in that consideration are Latinos and Latinas. Well, this Curtis Sliwa is going to prioritize Latinos and Latinas who have been loyal to America, loyal to our city, who have risked their lives, and who have done a magnificent job in doing the work that nobody else would do in this city. Very similar to my grandparents who came from southern Italy long, long ago. They did all the grunt work, just like Central Americans, Mexicans, and those from the Caribbean are doing now.
You mean your grandfather, Fidelio Bianchino, sipping the Medaglia d'Oro?
That's right. He only would drink Medaglia d'Oro coffee, kept all the lira in the coffee cans next to the fig tree, smoked only De Noble, the Italian crooked Stinkeroni cigars. Couldn't read, couldn't write, was a ditch digger. And yet, when you asked him about Italy and America, he would never fly an Italian flag in the house. He said, if you think Italy's so good, you move to Italy. A lot of Italians want to move here. We fly only one flag, the flag of the United States, because they were so good to accept me. And the best story was he couldn't understand English at all. So he went for his citizenship test with my uncles, his sons. And the judge, the federal judge at the time administering the test, had been appointed by FDR. So his sons, my uncles, told Fidel, just answer every question Roosevelt. So he was asked 10 questions. Every answer was Roosevelt. And the judge looked at him and he said, yep, you're a citizen, Pops. Now, that was corruption then. You imagine the corruption now, because all they want are more Democrats. They don't care if you fail. They don't care if you qualify. And the craziest thing, Rich Valdez, as I support rolling back the mandates, is just last Saturday, I went to vote for my wife, Nancy, who is running for the Upper West Side City Council seat, which has been held by Democrats forever. First time a Republican is running on the animal welfare platform, No Kill Shelters. Went to vote. We didn't have to show a vaccine passport. We didn't have to show personal ID. Once again, the machines were not working, provided by the Board of Elections, corrupt, inefficient, incompetent. The scanners weren't working for an hour, so we're all lined up waiting to vote. Men and women inhaling the same air, exhaling the same air in indoor facilities. Then afterwards, we went across the street for a little lunch. We had to show a vaccine passport, personal ID. How crazy is that? And plus, we could have easily gone to where you're from, New Jersey, and we wouldn't have even had to show our belly button lint in order to get a meal. What is it, different air, Rich, that you guys breathe in New Jersey than we breathe here in New York? This is nonsense. We got to roll back the mandates. And when I become mayor on January 2nd, we rehire all the civil servants who were fired because either they couldn't get the vaccine or wouldn't. We gave them all their back pay and benefits. And then we have a second parade through the Canyon of Heroes for all of these men and women who were vilified by being fired because they not only went into the belly of the beast during the lockdown and pandemic, they risked everything as essential workers, as heroes. We applauded them, healthcare workers, teachers, firefighters, cops, sanitation men. And now they've been turned from heroes into zeros. I'm going to make them heroes once again, as they've always been.
Well, Curtis Lewa, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Always entertaining, always informative. In Spanish, we have a saying, cuenta conmigo, means count on me. I'm going to be with you for the next few days, making sure we get you across the finish line. New York City needs a guardian angel, and you're the man for the job. Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Lewa. Thank you, Curtis.
Wait,
the great Curtis Lewa, everybody. Keep it locked right there. I'm Rich Valdez. We'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is America.
All right, America, welcome back. Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. And this is it. You heard from Curtis Lewa, got hit by a cab, went and did a radio show anyway. He's got to promote the campaign, then goes and gets his fractured elbow fixed. And he's running around Staten Island, I believe, on Sunday now with the anti-Hochul, anti-vaccine mandate rally that's going on. I might catch up with him over there. This is where we're at. You know who Adams is now. You know who Curtis Lewa is. It's time for New York City to decide. And what will New York City do? To me, this is the same question that we're looking at nationwide. Nationwide, we're faced with, what are we going to do? People are voting in Jersey. Will they vote for Jack or for Phil Murphy? Of course, I think you should go for Jack. We already know what we're getting with Murphy. He did everything that essential Andy Cuomo did, but he got away with it. Nothing, not a scratch on him. He's smiling and he's waiting to work his way into the White House to be the next Joe El Baboso Biden. Are you going to let that happen? I really hope not. People are fleeing New Jersey, so they're contemplating putting into effect this tax to make sure that you don't leave the state. People are fleeing New York. De Blasio's fleeing New York. He's going to try and become governor. People need to step up. People think that their vote doesn't count. This isn't a presidential election. This isn't about a competition of states for the Electoral College. Every single vote counts. So if you're in New York or you know somebody in New York, you need to make sure that they actually take that time off from work, do what they got to do, vote early and vote before Tuesday, at least or on Tuesday for Election Day. Make sure they cast that vote and bring every last eligible voter with them to cast that vote, because this is going to be tough. And we already know when Democrats are in a tough spot, what do? Look at what they did in Virginia. Look what they did last November. We know things get tricky. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people like you to sit there and do nothing. So it's time to do what you got to do. Get some people out to the polls. We got those two big gubernatorial elections in Virginia and New Jersey. We've got this big New York City election that most people are writing off and they're just saying, hey, no, there's no chance of any Republican ever winning. This is a coronation. They're just going to pass him the crown. And we've seen that in the past. But don't you think if enough people get involved, that we can make a difference? I think we can. Hasta la próxima. Until the next time, America. I am Rich Valdez, and this is America.
This is America.